The Practice House by Laura McNeil, performed by Angela Daw. On the April day when the Americans mounted the stone steps and pushed the door buzzer, rain had fallen for 11 of the last 11 days, and Aldine McKenna was waiting, metaphorically speaking, for her Japanese man. She and her sister, Eileen, were stuck as usual in Aunt Sedge's house on Bellevue Crescent. The house was bigger than their father's had been, and much closer to the shops in Ayr, but Aunt Sedge watched over them more. "As I promised your poor father," she would say, until Aldine thought she might scream. Even when Sedge went to visit a friend, she left a list of chores a mile long and told the neighbors to keep an eye out, which really meant spy, didn't it? Aunt Sedge was Charity Sedgwick McKenna, their father's sister, older by 9 years and his opposite in every way. When going out, she always wore a fascinator or a small rakish hat, gloves, and whichever animal-shaped brooch matched the fascinator. She had no children of her own and had tried to host the girls weekly when they were little, planning a different cultural outing every Saturday, but her ideas of fun were confining and dull. When they were 4 and 5, she wanted them to go with her to hear chamber music, but they kicked their legs and sighed too often. Their mother told Aunt Sedge, no one ever called her Charity, that perhaps she should just try to have fun with the girls. So Sedge planned a tea party with all of her old bears and dolls sitting around a child's antique table. Although it was delicious tea, with 3 different kinds of flour-topped bakery cakes, including orange spice with 4 layers of the creamiest white frosting Aldine had ever tasted, Aldine and Leany felt silly and self-conscious, because those bears and dolls belonged to a grown person and thus couldn't possibly be alive. Adding to the awkwardness was the fact that a Japanese man sat in the corner the whole time, smiling grimly, never saying a word, just nodding now and then. Later, their father said the Japanese man was Aunt Sedge's true love, and he had come to see if she would marry him and go live in Japan, but Sedge had said no for some reason. Perhaps it was too late for her, their father said. This had made a deep impression on both girls, and the efforts of Charity Sedgwick to keep Aldine and Leany, now 19 and 20, from falling in love at the wrong time with the wrong person, and their fear of waiting until it was too late, made for a combustible situation. Leany was the most childlike, but also the most dutiful. She had cut up beef for the pie and hung wash over the aga, 2 things on Sedge's chore list, and now she was knitting, which had a calming effect on some souls, but not Leany's. It made her peevish, complaining that Aldine had not even started her share, which was true. Aldine was drinking, as she always drank, overly sweetened Fortnum's tea. It was 4:30.
"Half past nothing," their father used to joke. "Half till, nothing more,"